Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Randy Abrams, as well as a special guest, Hanan Lavi, co-founder and CEO of United Parents. Hi, gentlemen. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Matt. It's great to be back.
Hi, Matt.
Hanan, can you give us a brief overview of United Parents?
Yes. United Parents is the first and only online community watch, which is the basic way of protecting kids online while using the community knowledge to leverage this knowledge to protect kids online. We are using this information from the community that we have around the internet about our subscribers, and then we protect each of the children much better than anything else.
Great. So, Randy, how important is this overall topic that we'll be talking about today of parental intelligence and monitoring?
Well, I guess it depends on whether or not you're a parent. since I don't have any kids, it doesn't seem to be a problem for me. But this is a really, really important topic for parents. Educators get into the discussion as well. And what's really important about it is there's a lot of information, both true and hyped, about threats. And what we do know is that children spend a lot of time online today in virtual worlds and virtual communities talking with people that they've never met. And while in some cases this is a wonderful way to meet people from all over the world and expand your horizons, there does come a risk factor. And parents want to know, what are the warning signs? How do I know that my child's in trouble? And so there are a variety of approaches to this. The most draconian we discussed in a podcast on July 7th about an organization that I found highly distasteful called KidSafe, where they actually monitor and read everything the kids write and have access to the kids' account username and password. And what I found really interesting about Hanan's company is, one, they seem to be fairly transparent. If you go to United Parents and you look, it's unitedparents.com, and you look at the links to the press, PC World, San Francisco Chronicle, New York Post, TechCrunch, you know, all these things, the links work. They actually go to a real article that a real person wrote. And, you know, one of the signs I look for of when a company's trying to deceive me is they say that someone said something, but they don't prove it. So when Hanan approached me and wanted to provide me with information about what his company is doing, I looked to see, okay, do the words and actions match? And what I found was a really interesting approach. So I'd really like Hanan to tell us a bit more about how United Parents works.
So United Parents works in a way that it leverages the information that is gathered around its community. That means that every parent that registers his child, his daughter or son into this system, United Parents will go into the chat logs of this child and profile all the ecosystem, the social ecosystem of this child, and alert the parent. But this is the only, this is the first step only. The second step, which is much more important, is that United Parents will activate some heuristics and some learning activities, some learning engines behind the scenes to learn from risks that are risks and threats that are being put on one child in order to learn about what is going to happen to the next child in line. So we actually take all this information and learn about what's going on there to protect the other child that is being protected. And this is the way we call it, the online community watch, which is actually taking all the information gathered all around the network, the community network of the protected kids, to enhance each child's protection compared to what has been in the past and compared to all our solutions around.
So you were telling me when we had a discussion before the podcast about how United Parents also keeps track not only of known child predators that might try to contact your kid, but the heuristics are such that rather than saying a child predator is trying to contact your kid, if a 30-year-old man tries to contact a 14-year-old girl, you're going to notify the parents, not that there's a sex predator, but that someone of this age group is contacting your child. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, that's definitely correct. What's going in there is that we look at the relationship of a child, the ecosystem of his social relationship, in a sort of raising flags. So if we detect that someone who is much older than your child is contacting him, then this is a one flag that is raised here. Another flag that may be raised, if these guys, the chat buddy and your child, know each other from real life, if they're acquainted from real life, and if they're not acquainted from real life, then another flag will be raised. Then there are some other flags like pressure that is being put in the talk, what they talk about, etc. So when enough flags are being raised, and it could be even one flag, when a 30-year-old person is talking to a 12-year-old girl, then this flag will raise an alert. But if it will be also some that they are talking about some camera or a blunt sexual sort of discussions, it'll be more flags that will be raised, and then the alert will be more severe for the parent to take an action.
So it's not uncommon for a child to lie about their age, and on their profile they're going to say, yeah, I'm 17 or I'm 19. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, and this is a really good example, because when the parent registers to our service, all he or she needs to tell us is the child's age and gender. And then we already know what's the child's real age. Now, if you register your daughter who is 12 years old, and then she says she's 18, it's already a flag being raised here because she's looking for trouble. Now, we'll take a very careful look into what she's going to do there, because if she's looking for trouble, she might find them. And if there is a 22-year-old guy approaching her because she's 18, and that's fine, you'll get an automatic alert, because it's actually what's happening in there is that the 22-year-old person is approaching a 12-year-old girl that we know she's 12. So a child that is looking for trouble is also something that a parent should be aware to, and should be taking some sort of action in order to avoid from the child going into this direction.
So do you pass along the actual conversation that the child had to the parents?
No. We found that the parents really try to avoid invading into the child's privacy. We saw that in many researches. We don't really need to pass the child's conversations to the parent, because we have enough information to tell the parent that something is happening there without passing the information. So we're sort of, as was written in PC Magazine that you mentioned earlier, we protect the child and respect his privacy. And that's really nice in what we do.
So how much is it going to cost if a parent wants to register with United Parents?
So it's free. It's totally free. And everyone can get into our website and register. It's not a trial version, and it's not a sort of time limited. It's totally free today. And in the future, we will have some premium features to which parents will be able to register and to get some additional functionality. But the basic service will be for free.
Well, this is really interesting to me. Even though I don't have kids, I am sensitive to the privacy concerns, and it seems to me like you're treading a really tight wire in a very adept manner.
Yeah, we're sort of trying to keep the child's privacy, and we're doing that by analyzing the chat logs by servers, by automatic algorithms. And we do understand that there is a privacy issue also between the child and the parent. So the parent doesn't really want to invade a child's privacy. And of course, the child doesn't really want that his privacy will be not respected. And we try to make the right balance between securing the child and keeping his privacy. So it's some sort of in between, and we found it very, very nicely. Also from the feedbacks that we got from some of our customers that really liked this approach.
Well, Hanan, thanks so much for joining us today and telling us more about United Parents. If you're interested in joining the community or learning more, visit unitedparents.com. You can also email Randy at askeset@eset.com if you have any additional questions. Feel free to like and follow ESET on Facebook for the latest news. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.